Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1552. Never Diet Again by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Wednesday and a very happy day before Thanksgiving for those of us in the U.S. And welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. And always with a bit of my commentary at the end. It is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I want to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So here we go. Quote, "Greatness is not in where we stand, but in what direction we are moving. We must sail sometimes with the wind, and sometimes against it. But sail we must, and not drift, nor lie at anchor." Oliver Wendell Holmes. All right, now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. Never Diet Again by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. If being on a diet sounds like a version of hell, it may be time to rethink how we diet. It's the thought of dieting for the rest of our lives that makes some people give up altogether. To some people, dieting means giving up all the foods they love and only eating foods they dislike or barely tolerate. What kind of life is that? Have you ever heard the quote, "Find a job you enjoy doing and you will never have to work a day in your life"? I think of diets the same way. Find a healthy way of eating that you love and you'll never diet again. There are a lot of diets circulating the popular culture. When someone asks me if they think a particular diet will work, I always say, yes, if you do it forever. The problem with diets is that they end, and when the diets are over, any lost weight comes back on, plus more sometimes. It's not the diet, it's the dieter's consistency with it. Going on and off diets is what gets us into trouble. If your diet plan is overly restrictive, it may be harder to stick to it. If your diet has some leniency, it may be more sustainable for long-term success. However, if it's too lenient, you could sabotage your results. If it includes healthy foods that you enjoy, you'll probably want to continue with it. The key is to find the right balance for your lifestyle. Generally speaking, any diet that restricts calories enough to put you in a caloric deficit, meaning you consume fewer calories than you use in a day, will likely cause weight loss. So, if you like the idea of eating low carb, that can be an effective way to restrict calories. If you eat hamburgers without the bun, tacos with lettuce wraps instead of shells, and spiral vegetables instead of pasta, you will cut calories from your diet. A lot of processed foods are high in carbs, so if you avoid carbs, you may be avoiding some processed foods. If you are cutting a moderate number of calories combined with regular movement and structured exercise, well, now we have the recipe for a successful diet. However, if you love fruits, potatoes, oatmeal, and rice, and couldn't imagine a life without them, there's no reason to avoid carbs if it doesn't fit your lifestyle, goals, or preferences. If you exercise for performance, you probably will find that healthy, whole food carbs give you more energy to perform better in the gym or at your sport. It's a personal choice. Some people find they respond positively to lower carbs, and others to higher carbs. There are individual variances to our bodies, and it's up to us to figure out what works best for us long term. There isn't one magic diet that makes every person lose weight or feel great. It's mostly about the calories and quality of foods consumed. It's all about finding a healthy yet sustainable way of eating that you enjoy. While I don't follow any particular diet, I try to live by the guidelines that I'll mention soon to keep me on track. Of course, I sometimes fail. I'm not a robot, but when I mess up, I move on from it as soon as possible. In my life, I look, feel, and perform at my best when I stay on track with these principles. It's not a diet. It's how I live my life, and I can sustain it long term because I enjoy the foods I eat on a regular basis, and they allow me the flexibility I need to enjoy occasional indulgences. I eat mostly whole foods derived from nature from a variety of sources. I also try to avoid processed foods most of the time. I avoid sodas and drinks with added sugar nearly all of the time. I allow room for guilt-free occasional treats and indulgences when it enhances the experience with family and friends. And I limit alcohol. No matter what diet you choose to follow, or no diet at all, if it is in line with the previously mentioned principles, you'll likely find success. The key is to discover the healthy foods that you enjoy eating. I often make healthier versions of the junk foods I love so that I can have the best of both worlds. For example, instead of ordering pizza delivery, I'll make a pizza at home using healthier ingredients. It doesn't feel like a struggle to eat healthy to me because I enjoy the foods that I eat every day. And when there is an occasion to enjoy a piece of cake, German chocolate please, or glass or two of wine, I know I can celebrate without guilt. It's what I do most of the time that matters, not what I occasionally do. It's a diet-free life. You just listened to the post titled Never Diet Again by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. For years, scientists have been trying to figure out which magical eating pattern is the go-to for weight loss, meaning when a person tells their doctor or dietitian, "I want to lose weight," well, how should the health professional respond? Because right now, the advice is basically, as Leah said in today's article, cut your calories and move more. But people want more specifics, like how much of what should I be eating? What specific diet do you recommend? Can I eat nutritious foods and still actually like them? The answer to those questions definitely differ depending on who you ask. Some health professionals might say that you should follow a low-carbohydrate, high-protein diet. Others might say it's better to try mindful eating. Others might say, go for the Mediterranean-type diet. And you know what? They're all correct. How is it possible that all of these answers would be correct? Well, as Leah so eloquently put it, every diet works, so long as you follow it forever. And sure enough, when we look at published studies, here's what we find. Those that are able to follow a mostly nutritious, balanced diet that suits their lifestyle will have more success maintaining their body weight. So there you have it. That's the trick. That's the secret. Now, more studies might reveal new insights, but for now, these are what the data are telling us. Now, it is the day before Thanksgiving in the US, so hearing about all of this healthy eating might not be the most exciting thing to listen to the day before we're about to eat the largest meal of the year. So I'll repeat something else that Leah said in today's article. When there's an occasion to celebrate, I know I can celebrate without guilt. That's because it's what I do most of the time that matters. So it's okay to enjoy tomorrow's festivities, but maybe just don't make a habit out of it. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow for our Thanksgiving episode. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.